Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Resurgence. Tonight is Resurgence, the Age of Superheroes, and we're talking about your future self tonight. Get your young folks on the line from all over the country. I don't care where you're listening from. Get them on the line. Call your auntie and them. Call your cousins and them. Get your grandbabies on the line. We want to talk to the young people tonight. We want to talk to the leaders, the families. We want to partner with you in this season to train an army of youth, young adults commissioned to go into the world, gifted young people called to carry the kingdom of God in the various spheres of influence, politics, marketplace, music, arts, media, books, technology, and education, and more than that. We want you to know that you are a group of young people who should understand your identity and your value and your worth in this season. And we recognize that we have an army of preachers and prophets and healers and destroyers of the powers of darkness listening on the line right now. We want to make sure that you know who you are, because it's important that you know that so you can walk in all that you were born to be. Listen, we're excited to be here with you tonight. We want to jump right in. We're not going to be before you long, but we want to talk about your future self. I think it's important that you recognize that there is a future for you, and who you are today and your decisions that you make right now, the things that you are planning, the things that you think about, how you see yourself today is going to definitely affect what your future you looks like. Are you listening to what I'm saying? So it's important that you understand the value of knowing who you are right now. A lot of times young people don't really concern themselves with these things because they're too busy having fun. You know, I hear my oldest grandson every now and then. He says, "Oh, Granny, you don't have enough fun." I said, "Honey, what I do is fun. Preaching the gospel is fun, son. When I'm on my broadcast, that's fun for me. When I'm studying my Bible, honey, that's fun for Granny. I don't mind going outside," and I go outside with them all the time. We sit on the sidewalk. I literally sit down on the sidewalk. We write on the sidewalks with rocks, and we do a bunch of things. You know, we're looking at the bugs, and we're learning about the grass and the leaves and the flowers and the trees and all of that stuff. I go out there and I run with them. I skateboard with them. I sit on their little bitty cars and do all of that. But at the end of the day, what I want him to understand is that at some point after all of this entertainment that you've done, the way you're going to have fun is by the decisions that you have made for your future. And so I want to share that with you tonight, that there's an importance in you creating a future, and that starts with right now, what you're doing. Listen, all superheroes have an antagonist and an arch nemesis, an arch rival. Are you hearing me? That's one who opposes all that they stand for, all that they were born to be. You know how that works. You've seen the superheroes on television. You're familiar with Spider-Man. You're familiar with Batman. You're familiar with all of the superheroes and how that works. And there's always an antagonist. That enemy is their antagonist. Are you hearing me? And you are a threat to the powers of darkness, young people. I want you to know that tonight. You are a threat to the powers of darkness. Are you hearing me? You're a terror because of your strength. You're a terror to the powers of darkness because of your resilience, your ability to bounce back. You are a terror because of your fearlessness. You know, a lot of times people don't understand the ability that children have not to be afraid. You don't have a fear that adults have. Adults have a lot more information than you have, so they see things a little bit differently, and they may be jaded in some areas, but you don't have that fearfulness. You are fearless in a lot of areas where adults have learned to become fearful. And so the enemy is afraid. He is terrorized by your fearlessness. He's terrorized by your courage, your willingness to jump when everybody else is just going to try to tiptoe and walk, and your ability to run when everybody else is just kind of slowing around. You run into the face of things when everybody else is turning and going the other way. The enemy is terrorized because he knows that if you ever find out who you really are, it's over for him. Do you understand that? So you see, all of his lies and all of his distractions and all of his deceptions are merely about you believing something other than the truth about who you are. And that's what all of that's about. He's already lost. You need to understand that, that the enemy has already lost. This is the same devil that was kicked out of heaven, you know, and kicked down to the earth. It's the same devil who's supposed to be subject to you, not lording over you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And so he's afraid that you'll realize that he's already lost and that you have absolutely already won. Are you hearing me, young people? You have already won. And as long as you know that, you're way ahead of the game. You're not looking to try to fit in, to get in where you fit in and all that. You're okay with being who you are called to be. You're okay with being all that you were born to be because you're not trying to fit in with everybody else and trying to be what other people, what makes other people happy for you. You're just wanting to be what you're called to be, and that makes you happy. You're at peace with that. It's okay to be a forerunner. It's okay to be a first. You know, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, and I thought it was so amazing that George Washington Carver, as a kid, you have to understand, he was in slavery. He was born and raised a slave. But even in his slavery time, even in the time of his slavery, his parents were slaves, even in that season when he was going out to the cotton fields and going out to the fields with his parents, and doing all of the picking and harvesting of these crops. Listen, he had something in him that was coming alive. He had a calling in him that was coming alive, and he had this thing for plants because of his situation. So I want you to understand that it doesn't matter what you're facing. I know a lot of times you may seem like you're by yourself because you're trying to figure out who else is in the same predicament that you're in. You've got a mixed family. You're in a blended family. You know, your brothers are not your real brothers. They're brothers of somebody else, or the children of somebody else, and so there may be a dissension in your household. You know, maybe one parent is favoring you over another. Listen, I've experienced all of that, and I'm still the apostle that I am today. It never stopped me from being who God has called me to be. It may have taken me through some changes, and that's part of the reason why we do the Resurgence broadcast, because we want to be able to share our experiences with you so that you can get past these things. You don't have to exactly go through all of the things that we went through. You can bypass all of the obstacles. We can get you past as many obstacles as we can to get you into your future promised life. And that's going to be important for me and so many other leaders that'll be on this line on Wednesday nights, on Second Wednesdays. And we want to make sure that we pour into you what you need to bypass the pitfalls, to get past those places where you could literally fall in and maybe never get out again. You know, Joseph had that experience where he was thrown in a pit, but he was thrown in a pit because he had a dream and people hated him. And a lot of times I believe, and I said this the other week, that you have these devices that I believe are stealing your dreams. They're stealing your visions. You're on your cell phone so much. You're on your tablet so much. You're doing all of these things that are distracting you from the reality of identifying what you've been called to be. You really never get to see who you really are because you're so busy fitting in to the culture and doing all the things that everybody else is doing. You really never get to see all that you are supposed to be. So we want to talk about your future self tonight. We want to talk about your future self, and we want you to know that your identity is key here. And in an image that matters, there's an image that matters. And we want to talk about a principle tonight really briefly. I want to talk to you about sowing and reaping tonight because I think a lot of times people forget this principle, and I believe it's a principle that children should be taught at a very early age. So that's why I'm sharing it with you tonight. As a matter of fact, if I remember correctly, in most schools across the country, one of the first lessons when you get into science is the fact of how a seed grows, how life happens. You know, the growth of a seed is important. And so what we want to speak to you from in this wise is the fact that what you sow is what you're going to reap. If you plant a specific seed, then that's the only thing you're going to reap. If you plant beans, you're going to reap beans. If you plant apples, you're going to reap apple trees. If you plant oranges, orange seeds, you're going to reap orange trees. Are you listening to what I'm saying? But whatever you plant is what you're going to get. And so when we start talking about your future self, I want you to know that it begins with the decisions that you are making right now today. Your decisions today are the seeds for your future self. The decisions that you make today, young people, are the seeds for your future self. Are you hearing me? So this principle of sowing and reaping, if I needed to break it down a little bit more, I would say action and reaction, because for every action, there is a response. There's a reaction. For everything you put out there, there's either a negative or a positive response for what you've done. You know how this works. If your parents tell you to clean your room, if they tell you to do a specific thing and they come back and it's not done, the action that you did not take, the action that you took in not doing what you were told to do, creates a response in your parents, whether that's a punishment, you know, or whether that's some kind of more severe, serious or serious natured response. You know how that works. But what you sow is definitely going to be what you reap. And so we want to talk about the future you, your future self. You know, what I remember from being a child is that we were always asked from very early ages what we wanted to be when we grew up. And what they would do was they would bring in all of these people that were public servants from outside, and they would have like career days and all of these different kind of things. And career days have absolutely grown from what they used to be when I was a little girl. Now people let the parents come in that work different kinds of jobs and all kinds of things that they do for a living, and they let them come in and share. But for the most part, when you're younger, they don't do career days on that level. What they do is they start talking about the mailman, you know, the postman. They start talking about, what else do they talk about? I'm trying to prevent from going too far back, because some of the stuff that they talked about when I was growing up, that you guys didn't have that, or you don't have that. They talked about the mailman. They talked about, oh, God, the police officer, the firefighter, the teachers. They talked about all of the public servants. And what it would do is it would make an impression on you to become one of those things. But what I want you to understand is that before you were formed in your mother's womb, Jeremiah, the prophet Jeremiah, is told this by God. He says, listen, before you were even formed, you know what forming is? It means the shape of you. You know, before you were even in a form, before you had even taken shape in your mother's womb, because before you took shape, you were just a seed. Before you took shape in your mother's womb, before you started getting eyes and legs and ears and all of that stuff started coming together in your mother's womb to make you the person that, would be born into the world. Listen, I knew you. I need you to know tonight that God knows you. He created you and he knows you. He knows everything about you. And his desire for you is that you understand that he has created you for a very specific purpose, a very specific purpose. Are you listening to me? And a lot of times, so much time is wasted with all of the things of the culture. And that's one of the downfalls of the Western culture, is that we've got so many things that captivate and take captive the minds of our young people. The young people's minds are just gone off somewhere. You know, I'm looking at my oldest grandson, and I am really now spending a whole lot more time in his life, and I'm excited about that because there's some direction that's needed there. He's watching a bunch of stuff that I just refuse to let my children watch. I didn't believe in all of that Power Rangers and all of this just ridiculous stuff that just takes your imagination away. I want you to have an imagination, young people. Don't get me wrong. And I want you to dream, but I want them to be right imaginations, because what the devil is interested in, he's interested in taking your imagination and taking it into a place where it's unrealistically entertained, where it's unrealistically formed. And then you are attempting to become all of these things that you are not, instead of understanding who you really are and operating off the principles based on who you are. You're operating off of principles that you will never be. Are you hearing me? Now, while you are a superhero, that superhero-ness comes from God. It comes from your creator. And you need to understand that divine connection with who created you. And when you take that out of the equation, then all you have is witchcraft. And that's what the enemy is interested in doing to you. He wants to position you in a place where he can give you a bunch of information that's contrary, that's opposite of who God is, and make you believe that you're something that you are not, make you believe that you are something outside of the God that created you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And so this is important that you understand that this asking of who you are, I know they ask you at a very young age, but listen, parents, while we're on the line, I want you to remember that it's your responsibility to train up a child in the way that they should go. Now, I'm not telling you if you train them up that they won't go off, you know, they won't go off the radar from time to time. They will go off the radar. They will go rogue from time to time. Are you hearing me? I've got rogues in my family right now, but can I tell you that is the least of my concerns. It's the least of my worries, because I know what I deposited in them. I know what I poured into them. I know the caliber of word that I poured into their lives. And so what I am counting on is the word of God, that it never fails. I'm counting on the fact that the word of God never fails, and that I'll live to see the goodness of God in the land of the living concerning my children, that my children will definitely sit at the gates of their enemies, that they're going to dominate those things that have dominated them, that they're going to be a terror to the terrorists in their life, that they're going to be a force against the forces that have come against them. And the same for your young people where you are today. So I'm excited about this. Listen, you got to understand who you are. You got to understand who you are. You are not the labels that people have given you. You are not the labels that the people in school, that the children in school have said about you. You are not any of those things. You have to identify who you are, because once you identify who you are and you become comfortable with who you are, you're not willing to change that. I'm not talking about you being in a bad way and saying this is just the way I am. No, I'm talking about you recognizing that this is, I know who God created me to be, and that's what I'm going to walk in. I'm not going to try to bend and bow to peer pressure. Peer pressure is such a ridiculous concept. It's not something that is a very old phenomenon. It is really a newer phenomenon over the last, I don't know, maybe the last 30, 40 years it's really been a big deal. I don't know. It just wasn't a big deal in my day, so I can't even say it's been that long. But I recognize that a lot of young people are dealing with so many things in school, the bullying and all of these different things. And the only reason you're really able to be bullied is because you don't believe who you really are. You don't really understand who you are, and you're still trying to fit in. The moment you don't fit into their paradigm, the moment you don't acquiesce, you don't bow and you don't bend to, I want to be in the same group with you, then people are pretty much okay. They cool on you. They're like, you know what? Okay, they're a weirdo, and we don't want to be bothered. And so the issue is when you start trying to fit in and they know you don't fit, they begin to antagonize you. Are you hearing me? But if you just get comfortable in who you are, if you'll just be comfortable with who God created you to be, then you'll find that most people just won't, they don't want to be bothered. They don't want to fool with you because they're not used to people knowing who they are. Even the bullies that you deal with in school a lot of times are not certain of their identity. They're not certain of who they are. So the bully thing is really simply a ploy. It's really an act because they don't know who they are. Most bullies, you know, once you deal with them, they don't want to be bullies anymore, and they get over it. They don't bother you anymore because they're now afraid of you. And a lot of times they're dealing with some really major issues in their household, that, you know, in their family lives. And so that's why they come to school to attempt to bully people, because they are being bullied themselves at home. And so they want to take it out on somebody. Are you hearing me? So as long as you're not trying to fit in, then you won't be bullied as much, I don't think, because, you know, the reality is the moment you stand out and the moment you're deciding, you know what, I don't care what you think of me, I don't care what you're saying about me, I'm not moved by any of that. You're only really bullied and pushed around when you care what they say. Are you hearing me? There were some young people who really did not have any desire to bow or to bend. Again, I want you to have an imagination again. I want you to dream again. That is my prayer for the young people of America, for the young people of the world, that they dream again, that they have the God imaginations again, that they can see. You know, Joseph was a young man, but he had dreams. Why was he dreaming? He was dreaming because he was not in an environment where his dreams were being crushed. He was not bombarded with the culture doing something contrary to what he was raised to believe, what he was raised to see. And so Joseph had these dreams. He had dreams about becoming a king. He had dreams about being in charge. He had dreams about his brothers bowing to him. And his dream really, you know, when he shared his dream, it really wasn't, I don't believe it was about him trying to make them feel some kind of way. I just believe that he was an excited young man. Like, listen to my dreams. Now, I want to share this with you because it's important. While there may be seasons and occasions for you to share your dreams, you can't tell everybody everything. And one of the reasons you can't tell everybody everything, because if you know anything about the story about Joseph, him telling his brothers this stuff got him thrown into a hole. And so they threw him into a hole and hoped him to die. And one of the brothers said, you know what, we can't kill him. He's our flesh and blood. He's our brother. And they did not kill him. But I promise you this, Joseph, no matter where he was put, he was a young man. He could have very well been influenced by the cultures that were around him because he was in several different environments. Are you hearing me? He could have very well been contaminated by the culture and just bowed and just bent and done whatever it was that people wanted him to do. He could have acquiesced to whatever the culture was dictating at that time, but he refused because he had a dream. And he had a relationship with the Father, and you need to understand that that's one of your priorities in this season. The Bible says this in Ecclesiastes 12:1, and I know I've said it to you before, but it's one of our highlight scriptures here, and I want you to remember this as a young person, as a young adult, and as a young person, period. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth. That's what you're going to need to do. You're going to need to remember who created you. You're going to need to remember that he created you. You're going to need to remember that he loves you. You're going to need to remember that he's the one that's providing for you, that he's watching over you, and that he's the one that can save you no matter what you're facing today. It's that God that created you, Yahweh, the Almighty God, the true and living God that created you, that can save you, that can deliver you, that loves you, that protects you, that watches over you. And no matter what your situation is, all you have to do is call upon him. The Bible declares that if you call on him, He will bring deliverance to you. It says, call upon the name of the Lord and you'll be saved. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If you call his name in whatever situation you're in, if you're dealing with some family situations, whatever it is, if you're dealing with some tough situations, if you call his name, if you just begin to call on the name of Yahweh, he will show up. He will talk to you. just like he talked to many other young people. I know I've talked about Samuel, the prophet Samuel, before, and we talked about Jeremiah, but I'm talking about Samuel right now. Samuel was a young man. He was given back to the house of God because his mother promised God that if you let me have a son, I'll give him back to you. And Samuel became one of the greatest prophets in the Bible, but he began his prophetic journey as a little boy in the house of God. And God stopped talking to the grown-up in the house and started talking to him because the grown-ups had become contaminated and were not hearing the voice of God. The Bible declares that in that day, the voice of the Lord was rare. However, this God whose voice had become rare, who was not speaking anymore to the adults in the environment, was now speaking to a child. And the grown-up in the environment had to share with this child, listen, that's the voice of the Lord that you hear. So when you hear the voice again, just acknowledge, I hear you and I'm available. Yes, God, your servant hears. Yes, Father, what is it that you want to say to me? That's what you're going to need to do in this season, because if you're connected to this broadcast, if you're connected to Resurgence, we are constantly making supernatural deposits in your spirit. We're constantly speaking to the core of who you are. And we've had young people that have been connected to this broadcast that had never dreamed before, and after a broadcast, after listening to one broadcast, begin to dream. They begin to see visions and hear things, and now they're going to the adults in their life and saying, listen, this is what I saw. This is what I heard, and I'm telling you, these things were very prophetic in nature. God is raising up an army, and you are a part of that army, darling. Son, you're a part of that army. Daughter, you're a part of that army, and you need to identify in this season who you should be connected to, because I tell you this all the time, and I'll tell you again, you are not going to learn anything from your peers but how to just be on the level that you are, on. They have not gone before you. Adults, you stop putting your children in these after-school programs with other kids. Stop putting them in situations where they're going off somewhere. Listen, I am totally against, and I do not believe in children's church. I'm just going to throw that out there. I don't believe in it. I don't think it's a biblical precept. I think families should be together when the word of the Lord is going forth. I think that the word of the Lord should be spoken to a family. I think families should stick together and stay together, that they should not be separated and going off in different directions. I believe that the way that young people learn is going to be in the presence of the rest of the adults in the room that are speaking the word of the Lord. They need to hear the same word. And even in the children of Israel's day, listen, they told them, these are the precepts, these are the statutes, these are the judgments. These are the concepts that God has given us to live by. And you're going to need to tell these concepts to your children, to your children's children. Listen, they were all gathered together then. When it was time to call a consecration, everybody had to consecrate. Everybody had to come together, call a solemn assembly. There was not no, you know what, send the children over there. We're going to solemnly assemble together with all the adults. No, everybody had to come together. And the importance and the value of that is this, that children are going to only learn from those that are older than them. They're not going to learn from their peers anything other than just being on the level that they are on. But when we get in the congregation, and when we get in the presence of those that are more mature, then we begin to learn a more mature way. This is why children think as children for a long time, and they don't stop being children for a long time, because they remain in the confidence and in the company of their peers. That's a downfall in the Western culture. It's a downfall in the Western society. Everywhere else in the world, they have chiefs. They have people that are in charge. They have people that hand down the blessing. They have a place where young people can get wisdom from. That's not as big a deal now. Now we've got people, things like the Young Girls and Boys Club of America. They sending out homosexuals to your house. I just heard of a story who a woman was connected with the Young Boys and Girls Club of America or whatever, and she called for them to come over, I guess, to meet with her grandson or her child or whatever. And when she opened the door, it was a homosexual. She was like, oh, no, I'm not interested. I'm saying, what? They actually sent that to your house? They sent this person to your house in full confidence that this was okay. Now, we've got to be cognizant and conscious of what our children are learning and where they're learning it from. This is invaluable. This is an invaluable time in their life. This is the time where we need to be pouring in all the more, where we need to be pouring and pouring and make sure that they are retaining the information to be the mighty arrows of God that they've been called to be. Listen, Daniel was another who maintained his culture. Him and the Hebrew boys, the Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they got in that culture, in that Babylonian culture, and they were teaching them the language. They were teaching them how to become something else. But Daniel and his fellows, they said, listen, there are some things we can't bend on. There are some things we're not going to bow to. There are some things we've got to maintain because we serve a God that's above every other God. Are you hearing me? Joseph, I mentioned him. But David was another one. He maintained his training. You know, he was trained on the backside of the desert. He wasn't trained like his brothers were. His brothers were trained in the military, and they had armor, and they had bows and arrows, and they had all of these different strategic military weapons. But when it came time to kill the giant, the people that were cowering in fear were the ones that had the armor and all of the tools for the war, the ones that had been trained in the war. They were the ones that were cowering, and here comes this little boy, this young boy. Had been about 16 or 17 years old and is wondering why all of these grown men are cowering in fear. What ticked him off was the words that were coming out of the mouth of Goliath. He's like, do y'all hear what he's saying? You know, and it just tickles me because it reminds me of young people, how they just fly off. You know, it's words that matter to them. It's words that count. But what needs to matter to you in this season is the word of the Lord. That word needs to matter to you, because when you get violent over the word of the Lord, that's going to be something amazing. I'm just excited about where God is taking you, young people. I'm excited about what he's doing in your life. I'm excited about what he's raising up, and I'm excited about all of the things that God is providing in this season via the different channels, the kingdom financiers, all of you people that are going to be sowing into ministry to make sure that we have what we need to be able to do the ministry on the level that we need to do it concerning our young people in this season. I'm excited. Listen, we've got a resurgence conference coming up in the month of September, September 15th and 16th. I don't know. I might just make it one day, because I want to make it really easy, and I don't want to do a lot this year. I might just make it one day. It might just be that Saturday, the 16th. We'll keep you posted, but nonetheless, in September, I want you to save those dates, because we're preparing to have a youth conference like no other. We want your young people to come into the presence of God like they've never been in it before. We want them to have an encounter with God that changes their whole life. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That changes family life for them. That changes life as you know it today. The disobedience and all of that stuff, the rebelliousness, God's going to break the power of rebellion in the households of the believers in this season. There's going to be a reconciliation that happens in your house, and families are going to come together like never before, because this is the plan of God. Listen, young people, one of the reasons why you want to give God your best and remember him in the days of your youth is because I want to ask you this. How would you feel if your parents only gave you what was left over? Are you hearing me? This is what the mindset is behind giving God your best right now. You don't want to give him what's left. It's not when I get older, I'll serve God. No, you need to learn what that means right now. That is your whole duty, to fear God and to keep his commandments. Right now, this is your duty. And so we want to form you, and we want to shape you into the men and women that you should be, so that you're not adult children. I know so many adult children. Are you hearing me? It's absolutely ridiculous. But if you're listening to this broadcast and you're connected to people that are connected to Kingdom Ambassadors worldwide, you're going to be real adults. You're going to be more mature than most adults in your environment in the seasons to come, because the word of the Lord that's going in you is going to grow and it's going to flourish. Listen, we love you so much, and we appreciate your time tonight. Until the next time we come together, we want you to know you're blessed, and don't forget it. You can reach me by reaching me at kingdomambassadors365@gmail.com, kingdomambassadors365@gmail.com. We'll talk to you real soon.